The following is a lecture entitled Balancing Spiritual and Material Life, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on May 1, 2011, at the Vedic Culture Center in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are speaking on this verse, which is Sri Isha Upanishad, mantra number 11. Vidyam cha vidyam cha yastadvedo bhayam saha avidyayam rityam tirdva vidyayam ritam ashnute. Only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality.
Tik tas, kuris suvokia, kaip grimstama į nežinojimą ir sėkiu išeina transcendentinio pažinimo kelią, įveikia nuolat besikartojančius gimimą ir mirtį ir mėgausiai aukščiausiai nemirtingumo dovaną.
So, there are two processes here described in this verse. The process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge.
Nescience?
Vidyam, avidyam. What is the Lithuanian word for avidya?
Nežinojimas.
All right, so that's what we're talking about. And that's the translation for nescience. Yeah. So, why should we deal with
nescience?
Knowledge is ignorant. Well, we have to.
But mes esam priversti.
This material body is sometimes described as a lump of ignorance. Because the body in itself is ignorant.
Nes kūnas pats savaime yra iš neišmanimo.
Have you ever seen a bag full of chemicals having an IQ, having some intelligence? A bag of chemicals has no intelligence. A human being has intelligence, but a bag of chemicals does not. So your material body is a bag of chemicals. Some blood, some bones, some stool, some urine. It's just a bunch of material elements is all it is. So the body has no intelligence, it's ignorant, it's nescience, in a state of nescience. But yet we have to take care of it. We have to feed it. We have to let it have some sleep. We want to give it some sex pleasure for producing children. We want to protect it from harm. So these propensities, they are called eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And they have to be done. As long as you have a body, you have to maintain the body nicely. But the animals do that too. The animals eat. We eat. The animals sleep. We sleep. The animals mate. And we mate. The animals defend themselves. And we also defend ourselves. So if all we do is eat, sleep, mate, and defend, how are we any different than animals? The dog is running on four legs. We're running on two legs. What is the difference between the two, the sabaka and the human being? Is it? There's one difference though. And that difference is man is a rational animal.
skirtumas tas, kad žmogus yra racionalus gyvūnas.
Man has the intelligence to inquire, why do I exist?
Žmogus turi pakankamą intelektą, kad klaustų, kodėl aš egzistuoju.
What is the purpose of life?
Kokia yra gyvenimo prasmė?
What is the ultimate source of existence?
Kas yra egzistencijos šaltinis?
How can I know that source of existence?
Kaip tą šaltinį pažinti?
How can I live in a state of harmony with that source of existence?
Kaip gyventi harmonijoje su visatos šaltiniu?
See, the human being, he has unique rational abilities which the animals do not have. The animals simply know, where's the food, where's the sex pleasure, where can I sleep, how can I defend myself, that's all. But the human being, he is meant for a higher purpose. This is why he is given better facility also. This is like if you're working for some company, and you're an ordinary worker, you're not given so much facility. Little facility you get. Not so much. But if you're the CEO, if you have a highly placed position in that company, you're given the best office, the best salary, you're giving pay, giving secretary to help you do your work, so many things. Because you have a more responsible position, you're given better facility. So this human life means a more responsible position within the universe. You are meant to execute the ultimate responsibility of gaining liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Because you have the greater responsibility, you're given the best facilities. The animals are freezing in the cold and you're in a warm house. The tree is out there in the cold winter, in the summer he's giving you shade. You are taking advantage of that tree for shade and for firewood. And if the tree is very pious, for fragrant flowers and very tasty fruits. So human is given better facility. But if one does not use the facility properly, what happens? If I'm a highly placed officer in a corporation with the best facilities and I don't do my duty properly, what happens? I lose my position. So we human beings have to recognize this. By God's arrangement, we've been given a very, very responsible position within the universe. We are meant to understand who I am, what is the ultimate source of existence, how can I perfect my life. We are meant to know these things. If instead of doing these things, we simply try to imitate the animals, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, then we are actually not meant to be human beings, we're meant to be animals. And in our next life, we will take birth as animals. But if one can properly balance the material and spiritual sides of his life, he will not go down in the evolutionary cycle. He will go up in the evolutionary cycle. So we want to teach you today how to balance your material and spiritual aspects of your life. How to balance them properly. Because if you have them in balance, then everything becomes very nice.
Nes jeigu tinkamas balansas yra, tuomet viskas gyvenime yra labai gražu.
Your material needs are properly cared for.
Jūsų materialios pareigos yra tinkamai pas jomis.
And even more importantly, your spiritual needs are fully satisfied.
Ir dar svarbiau, jūsų dvasiniai poreikiai yra taip pat pilnai patenkinti.
So we have already discussed our material needs.
Tapės jau aptarėme apie savo materialius poreikius.
Eating, sleeping, mating and defending.
Miegojimas, valgymas, gynimasis ir paralysis.
Now we will look at our spiritual needs.
O pažiūrėkime, kokios yra mūsų dvasinės.
Because the body is not us, you see.
Nes kūnai tai nesame mes.
The body is a covering of the self.
Kūnas tik tai yra dangalas.
It's like you are not your car.
Lygiai taip pat kaip jūs nesate jūsų automobilis.
But you take good care of the car.
Bet automobiliu jūs rūpinatės.
You keep the air in the tires.
Pripučiate oro į padangas.
You keep the gas in the gas tank.
Įpilate kūrą.
You keep water in the radiator.
Radiatorių pripilate vandens.
Even though you know that you're not the car, you take good care of it. Because it can render you very valuable service. So that person who is enlightened with spiritual wisdom, he understands that he is not his body. But that does not mean he neglects his body. No, he takes very good care of the body. To engage it in the higher purpose of realizing the absolute truth. So, while engaged in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, one must balance the spiritual and material aspects by having a very enthusiastic program for reviving your spiritual enlightened consciousness. We are not talking about joining a religion. We are talking about spirituality. That you actually have a spiritual identity, spiritual nature. And if you can revive that spiritual nature, then you can experience great, great happiness. In other words, you are meant to be spiritually awakened. That is what you're meant to be in your natural state. Just like a fish is meant to be in the water, spiritually awakening is the water that you're meant to be in. If you're not spiritually awakened, then you're like a fish on the land. You can make all nice arrangements for that fish. Will he be happy on the land?
Bet ar ta žuvis bus laiminga?
You can give him all facility.
Jeigu suteiksite jį visas sąlygas.
Will that fish be happy on the land?
Ar ta žuvis bus laiminga, būdama ant žemės?
Give him a nice big cigar.
Duosi jį storą cigarą.
Give him a beautiful girlfriend.
Gražią merginą.
How about a nice Mercedes?
Mercedesą duosime jį.
Will that fish be happy on the land?
Ar ta žuvis bus patenkinta?
How about 1 million euros. Will that fish be happy? No matter what you do for that fish on the land, he will never be happy. Because he is a creature of the water. So because we are all actually spiritual beings, we cannot be happy simply living a material existence. No matter how nice material facilities we have. Even if you're rich and famous. Even if you're powerful. Like a prime minister or a president. Or a big general of an army. You cannot be happy. But if you can simply revive your spiritual consciousness, realizing that you're not that body, that you're an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with God, then you can find unlimited happiness. No matter what your position is in this material world, it won't matter whether you're male, whether you're female, because remember, it's not you, it's just a covering. It won't matter if you're rich or poor. It won't matter if you're famous or nobody's ever heard of you. It won't even matter if you're healthy or sick. Because once you realize your eternal spiritual nature, you are connected with a reservoir of unlimited pleasure. A reservoir of unlimited knowledge. A reservoir of unlimited love. So one has to simply learn to make that connection. That technique for connecting is known as mantra meditation. So mantra is a Sanskrit word. Man means mind, and tra means deliver. So a mantra is a transcendental sound vibration which delivers your mind from this material existence. So if you want to be properly balanced, then you need to do mantra meditation every day. The best time, of course, you can go to it any time, because mantra is transcendental to time also. The mantra actually exists beyond time and space. Therefore, you can connect with it in any time, in any place, and be transcendentally situated. But because we are situated in the material energy right now, there are certain times and certain places where you can more easily connect with the mantra. Gatherings like this are a very good time. Because the collective energy of all the participants has a very powerful effect. But if you're all by yourself, especially the early morning is very good. If you arise early in the morning before the sunrise and chant the mantra, you'll find an amazing experience. Because you see, there actually is a source for the existence. There is a source for existence. There is a source for existence. The atheists claim that everything came out of nothing. But this is not scientific. Science means you have to be able to do an experiment to prove your theory. Where is the experiment that you can do to take something out of nothing? Try it with a pot. Put it on the stove. Turn on the fire. Shake it around a little bit. See if you can get some popcorn. Can you get popcorn by cooking an empty pot? No. You put a little oil and some popcorn kernels in there, and then pop, 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 you get a nice pot full of popcorn. So by this simple experiment, I'm trying to get popcorn from an empty pot and trying to get popcorn from a pot that has kernels in it. You can scientifically prove that you can't get something out of nothing. You can defeat atheism right there at your stove, you see. And then you can offer the popcorn to Krishna. And you can have a great time eating the popcorn, you see. Laughing at those foolish atheists who think that you can get popcorn out of an empty pot. So we can see that there must be an origin for all of existence. So the art of meditation gives you a direct connection with that origin of existence. It's like here we have some light bulbs. Why are they full of light at this moment? Because they're connected with the powerhouse. Therefore they are giving light. If they are disconnected from the powerhouse, they give no light. So, you have a choice. Do you want to be connected with the powerhouse or disconnected from the powerhouse? A spiritually enlightened person is somebody who is connected with the powerhouse. And someone who is not spiritually enlightened, we're talking about 99.9999% of the population. They are not connected with the powerhouse. So mantra meditation is the science of how to connect with the powerhouse. So mantra means a transcendental sound vibration which is one with the powerhouse. This is, as I told you, this is not a particular religion, this is a spiritual science. So, you can take any name of God from any scripture. You can take the name of Allah, or Jehovah, or Christ, or Buddha, or Krishna. You can take any name for God given in the scriptures. These names are all one with the powerhouse. So if you will vibrate this name, Krishna or Christ, Jehovah, Allah, Govinda, Buddha, Adon, different names for God. If you can vibrate a name of that source, which is given in the authorized scriptures, the ultimate source of all energies is fully present in that vibration. Just like I say Krishna or I say Allah, that supreme source of existence is fully present in that sound vibration. So by repeating the holy name of God, which is holy according to Lord Jesus Christ, He addressed that source, the ultimate source of all energies in the Bible. He says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." So if you will connect with that ultimate source through what is known as Nam Avatar. Nam means the name of God.
Nam reiškia Dievo vardas.
And Avatar doesn't mean like the Avatar movie.
Avataras tai nereiškia to avataro, kurį mes matėme per...
They have misused the word Avatar in the Avatar movie.
Nes per šitą Avataro filmą jie neteisingai naudoja šitą koncepciją.
Avatar does not mean your body in another planet.
Avataras tai nereiškia jūsų kūnas kitoje planetoje.
your avatar. It's not your avatar. That's a wrong conception that movie is in. Avatar means one who is descended from the spiritual world. That is avatar. An incarnation of God who comes to this world, he's called avatar. Just like Buddha is avatar. Krishna is avatar. A living entity who is especially empowered, like Lord Jesus Christ, he is also called avatar, Shakti Vesha avatar. So the name also is avatar. Krishna, Jehovah, Allah, Christ, these names are called avatar, nam avatar. So by associating with that name, you're indirectly connecting with the powerhouse. In this way, you become surcharged with spiritual energy. In this way, you awaken your natural state of blissful consciousness. In this way, you awaken your natural state of spiritual cognizance. Awareness. And in this way you awaken your natural nature of pure love. So it is stated in the Brihad Naradiya Purana. Haranama 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 Yiva Kevalam. Kalo nasteva 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 gati aranyata. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative for spiritual realization in this age of Kali.
Kartok šventus vardus, kartok šventus vardus, kartok šventus vardus, nes nėra kitos alternatyvos, nėra, nėra, nėra kitos alternatyvos dvasiniam pabudimui šiame.
There are other systems of self-realization. Just like the Ashtanga Yoga system. Where the yogi sits in this posture. Asana. Then he does pranayama. He does all kinds of techniques of meditation and gradually he realizes the Supreme Truth. But according to the authorized Vedic scriptures, Sachao Ekaki, this is meant to be done in a sacred place all alone. It's stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Ekaki, which means you can't do it in a city. You can't even do it in a rural community. You have to be completely away from civilization, out somewhere like the Himalayan mountains, up in a cave in the Himalayas. So this system is not very practical for most of us. We have our jobs. We have our wives, or our husbands, or our children. We have so many duties. How we can give up everything and go to the Himalayas? It's not very practical. But the mantra yoga system is very practical. You can balance material life and in the mantra yoga system. You can balance material life and spiritual life. We're already doing the material side. The material side is already very well covered. Now we have to bring the balance into our life. By bringing in the spiritual side. And that means every morning, if at all possible, of course any time is okay, but morning is the best. Every morning do the mantra meditation. So which mantra to choose? Like we've said, any mantra from any name of God is okay. There are different prayers, like the Christian monks have the Jesus prayer they do.
kaip krikščionių vienuolis kartoja Jėzus Kristus maldą.
May Lord Jesus Christ be merciful upon me.
O Jėzus Kristus, būk man nuolingas.
They say it again and again.
Jie vėl ir vėl tai kartoja.
May Lord Jesus Christ be merciful upon me. May Lord Jesus Christ be merciful upon me. And that way they chant it like a mantra. That's good. But if you don't have any particular mantra, we can point out to you the statement in the Kali Santarana Upanishad, which recommends that the very best mantra in this materialistic age of Kali
rekomendacija, kuri rekomenduoja pačią geriausią mantrą šitam amžiui,
is the Hare Krishna mantra.
Tai yra Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. So we will chant this Hare Krishna mantra.
Tad mes kartojame šią Hare Krishna mantra.
Or any bona fide name for God.
Bet kuri kita,
every morning.
Kiekvieną rytą.
You will feel a tremendous change in your life.
Ir tada jūs patirsite neįtikėtiną pasikeitimą savo gyvenime.
And if you would like to accelerate the process of spiritual progress,
ir tada jūs norėsite dar labiau pagreitinti šitą dvasinį progresą,
to make spiritual advancement even quicker,
padaryti dvasinį tobulėjimą dar greitesnį,
then you need to give up activities which are not helpful for spiritual progress.
Tuomet atmeskite tuos dalykus, kurie nepadeda jums dvasiniam progresui.
Liquor.
Alkoholis,
tobacco,
tabakas,
marijuana,
marihuana,
LSD, meat eating,
mėsos valgymas,
gambling,
azartiniai žaidimai,
promiscuous sexual activities,
lytiniai santykiai.
If you can you can live a more pure life, you see, more pious life,
jeigu gyventumėte daugiau doro gyvenimą,
the mantra becomes more powerful.
Mantra tampa dar galingesnė.
So in this way you will find tremendous advancement in your life.
Tokiu būdu ir pamatysite neįtikėtiną pažangą savo gyvenime.
And then if you want to speed it up even more,
jeigu norėtumėte pagreitinti ją dar labiau,
then you study books, the books where the science of mantra yoga is given in all details. All the scriptures are good. The Bible, the Quran, all the scriptures are good. But this is the king of all scriptures. This is the topmost scriptural knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. Raja Vidya Raja Goyam Pavittam Itam Uttamam Prajakshavagamam Dharmyam Shushukam Katamam Yiyam. That is explained in chapter 9, text 2. This knowledge is the king of education. It's the most secret of all secrets. It's the purest knowledge. And because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it's the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is joyfully performed. So if you will study especially this Bhagavad Gita as part of your daily spiritual practice, and you will chant mantra, and you will try to live a more pious, clean life, you'll be flying high every day. Above the cloud, way up there, beyond the clouds of illusion. You'll have the biggest smile you've ever had in your whole life. You'll be feeling really good. You won't be smiling just on your lips, you'll be smiling from your heart. Anybody can smile on the lips, you know. But to smile from your heart, if you really want to smile from your heart, then you have to meditate. You got to meditate every day. And then you can smile from your heart. And when you smile from your heart, you'll touch other people's hearts. And they'll want to know, what makes you so happy? I see this big change in you. I've never seen you so happy before. What's going on? Did you just win the lottery or what happened? No. I won something much greater than, I got something much bigger than the lottery. Much bigger than 10 million measly euros. I've discovered the art of mantra meditation. How I can directly contact with the source of the universe every day. How I can be perfectly plugged into the source of all the energy every day. So in this way, try to understand how to balance your spiritual life and material life. In this way, I guarantee you, you're going to have a great time. You're going to be feeling really good every day.
Yeah.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
How much time we have for meditation?
The more the better. Any time you spend is pure gold. If you can do 5 minutes, 15 minutes, we recommend one to 2 hours if you can squeeze it in. And we even have a system of chanting on the beads that makes it easier to focus. But I would say just whatever, as much as you can do. I personally, my personal schedule is I get up at 2:30 in the morning and I engage in study and meditation up until about 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
So that means I do a 7.5 hours program every morning. And I feel really good. I'm doing that. Really, really good. But you may not have that much. You may not have 7.5 hours every day to meditate and read the scriptures. But if you can spend at least a half an hour every morning, that's a very good start. At least 1.5 hour every day. That'll be a very solid foundation to start your spiritual awakening.
1.5 hours.
1.5 hours. A half an hour, 30 minutes. If you can spend at least 30 minutes every day chanting and reading the Bhagavad Gita, you're going to have a very solid foundation to begin your spiritual awakening. Do you have our Bhagavad Gita? Do we have it for sale here?
Yes, brokuotas yra kelios vykės.
So, do we, do we have japa beads? So we should bring the beads and the books in here at the end of the lecture. We can end a little early and then have a bead and people can get the books. Whoever wants to get the books and the Gita, get them. He brought in at the end of the lecture. I don't know if it can be done quickly. Any other questions?
Kaip teisingai suvokti Omkarą kaip Dievo garso aspektą ar kaip konkrečią asmenybę?
Omkarą kaip Dievo garso aspektą.
Kaip Krishnas garso aspektą.
How proper understand Omkara? It is personality of Krishna or some aspect of Krishna?
Yes. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am Om. It is a impersonal, it's considered to be impersonal, just like What is your name?
Justas.
Yutak.
Justas.
Yutas.
Justinas.
Justin.
Like Justin.
Augustus. Gustas.
Justin.
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 Oh, like Justin. Justin.
Yes.
Okay. I can say Justin. That's personal. I can say, hey, you. I'm calling you, but it's impersonal. So Om is also calling out to the Lord. But it's impersonal. So what attracts you more? Yastan or hey, you? What attracts your attention more? Your name. That's right. So if you say Krishna or you say Allah, you say the name of God, you see.
Then
that's more attractive than you say Om. More attractive. So you can get benefit from chanting Om. We don't say it. Actually, we chant Om as part of some of our mantras. It's like when I began this lecture, the first thing I did, I chanted one mantra, Om. I don't know if this lecture, but usually when I give lecture, I chant Om. I go, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we also chant Om. But it's not as important as chanting Hare Krishna. You get much quicker results by chanting Hare Krishna than by chanting Om. But chanting Om is also good, but it's not as good as chanting Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Bet ką reikia daryti, jeigu mes kartuojam kažkaip neteisyklingai ir jeigu Krishna įsižeidžia ir jis nusisuka, kaip įgražinti savo širdį?
If we chant but not proper, then Krishna get offense and go away from us. How we can bring him back?
If you're sincerely calling out to the Lord,
jeigu nuoširdžiai šauksiesi viešpaties,
even if you mispronounce his name, he understands your sincerity. Just like I have seen devotees in Mexico, they don't say the letter J, just like we say Jagannath. They don't have that letter J in their alphabet. So when they were doing the kirtan, instead of going Jaya Jagannath, they were going Yaya Jagannath, Yaya Jagannath, Yaya Jagannath, Yaya
Jagannath.
But the Lord understands, they don't know how to say the J. So even though they're improperly chanting because their heart is sincere, then Krishna accepts, oh, then I accept. Just like a little child who is learning how to talk, you see. A little child is still talking with baby talk. But the parents are feel very happy to hear the baby talk of their little child. So even if we're calling and it's not so perfect, if we're heart is sincere, then Krishna will accept, oh, they are so sincerely calling out to me. Any other questions?
Ar yra kaip tai ypatingi specialūs būdai, kaip priversti ryte save keltis?
There is some special method how to awake early in the morning, wake up.
Yes, it means have a very loud alarm clock. If that doesn't work, you have two alarm clocks. and put them on the other side of the room. Put one on this side of the room and the other on the other side of the room. That doesn't work. You have three alarm clocks. So you get up, you turn off that one, and this one goes off, and then this one goes off, and finally say, I might as well just get up. Or, if you want to get in the habit, come and stay at our ashram. Bring your sleeping bag and stay in the ashram one night. And the devotees will make sure you get up. And then you get the habit of it, see? Just like I lived in an ashram for 14 years. So then I got married and I lived in my own apartment, but I was, after 14 years of getting up early, there was no way I was going to miss the early morning meditation.
Ir kai apsivedžiau, jau turėjau įprotį, keltis anksti ryte ir jokis būdas negalėdavau praleisti rytinės.
So now I've been getting up early for the last 40 years.
Paskutinis 40 metų keliuosi anksti.
And I couldn't dream of not getting up early.
Negaliu svajoti, kad nesigelčiau.
Because that's how I get connected, you see.
Nes tokiu būdu aš...
That's how I get energized.
Aš pasikraunu energijos.
And once you get a taste of being connected with God, you don't want to ever give it up, I guarantee you.
It's
better than billions of euros. Better than 10 million beautiful girls. When you get connected with God, you're connected, sir. Any other question?
Ar priklauso mantros kartojimo nuo greičio efektas? Pavyzdžiui, vieni valandą laiko su kalba 8 ratus, kiti su kalba 4 ratus. Ar tai, ar visi valandą kalbėti, ar to prasme, ar efektyviau yra, kai labai greitai, aš suvo, kad labai greitai, tai nukenčia kokybė.
If we chant the same amount of time, but it depends, we can chant faster or slower and chant more rounds, effect will be different or no? If it, time, it will be the same.
Actually, the mantra has great power. So the more times you utter it, actually you get more and more spiritual blessing. It's not that you have to go very slow to get connected. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. So you can go very slow like that. And that's very nice. But you can go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You see? So we recommend, if you can complete 16, actually it is recommended, especially for beginners, if you can learn how to chant one mala, one time around the beads in 7.5 minutes.
Rekomenduojame ypatingai tie, kurie pradeda kartoti, kad išmokti sukartoti vieną meditacijos karolių ratą per 7.5 minutes.
That is a speed recommended for beginners by Prabhupada.
Toks greitis Prabhupadas rekomenduojamas tie, kurie pradeda mantrą meditaciją.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, like them. That numerical strength gives, there's a lot of power in the and saying the mantra again and again and again, a lot of power. So there's two things that get benefit. The quality of how you connect with the sound, that your mind is focused on it, that's one factor. The other factor is the more times you say it. So speed has its advantages. But don't go so fast that you're not able to connect with the hear and chant the sound vibration.
Should I chant loud or in the mind?
It should be out loud or audible.
Tai turi būti ištarta.
Even if you're chanting very softly, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you're hearing it, if you can personally hear, then it's good. It's not that the whole world, not that your neighbor next door has to hear you chanting your jumping.
You know,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 3 o'clock in the morning. But if, as long as you can hear it, that is sufficient.
I want to ask, what time you go to sleep?
I try to go to bed by 9:30. I can by 9:30. Yeah.
O kaip geriau kartoti, ta prasme, ar vienam atsisėjus, ar galima, pavyzdžiui, mokyto garsą, kaip dabar įsirašyti šitą, kur mes visi sakėm tos žodžius ir taip, matą kartoti pagal įrašą.
It's better to chant alone, or I can use some record than some guru is chanting also.
The most important thing is you and your own chanting. To play a lot of other things, you know, some other things, other, you know. The most important thing is you hear your own chanting. That's the most important thing. I have a recording of Prabhupada chanting. But I generally don't, I rarely play it. In fact, I hardly ever play it while I'm chanting. Because the most important thing is that you hear your own utterance of the mantra. You don't need anything else. Because Krishna or God is fully manifested in that vibration. And along with Krishna, all the great acharyas are also present. In other words, if I'm chanting Hare Krishna sincerely and purely, Krishna is personally present. Srila Prabhupada is personally present. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura is personally present. All the great acharyas are present. Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, they're all present with me when I'm chanting my round. So you don't need a tape to bring in some other people. They're already present in the mantra. All the great gurus are already there in the mantra. They're already present. You've got to chant it sincerely and purely, and you'll feel greatly blessed. Question over here.
Aš prieš mantrą kalbu Om Namah Shivaya po ratu gerai dariau, o paskui Krishna prieina.
Before chanting Hare Krishna, I chant two rounds Om Namah Shivaya. It is good or no?
Well, Lord Shiva is a great devotee of Krishna.
Na, viešpat Shiva yra didis, viešpatas įsidaręs.
So there is some benefit in offering your obeisance to Lord Shiva. But there is more benefit in chanting the name of Krishna. According to Shiva. Lord Shiva was asked by Parvati, his wife. She said, of all the different types of chanting of worship, what is the best type of worship, my dear husband? He said, my dear Devi, my dear goddess, of all the different names, the name of Vishnu, that is the best. So we have all respect for Lord Shiva. We are always in that mood, Om Namo Shivaya, because he is great, Vaishya is a great devotee. We always are respecting him. But he recommends chanting the name of Vishnu. That's what he recommends. He doesn't recommend, he doesn't say of all the types of worship, the worship of me is the best. No, he says the worship of Vishnu is the best. So what we do is we follow the advice of Lord Shiva. And we chant Hare Krishna on his advice. Okay, and any other questions?
Yeah.
Can you explain what does it mean, these words, Shakti Avesha Avatara?
Yeah, Shakti Avesha Avatara. Shakti means energy.
Shakti Avesha Energia.
Someone who is a living being who is energized with the potency of God. He is called Shakti Veshavatara. What is that verse? Vina. One who is empowered to spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. He is also known as the Shakti Veshavatara. Because he has the energy, he is fully manifesting the energy of God for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. So are there any other questions?
If someone wants to chant mantra, but he wake up and immediately his child and or other duties, material duties he has to do, he has to give food for children and so many, so what to do?
So the best thing is to get up before your children get up.
Tad geriausia tada būtų atsikelti prieš atsikeliant jūsų vaikam.
Have your private time with God every morning, you see. Or if you or train your children to worship, to chant along with you. That's even better. So the whole family can get up and chant together, do their mantra meditation together every day. Before anybody thinks about eating. Eating is something for your body. But chanting is for the soul within. So are you the body or are you the soul? Are you the body or are you the soul?
Soul.
Yes, so what's more important, feeding your body or feeding the soul?
Soul.
Therefore, chant first and then think about eating later on. Any other question?
Can you explain how powerful is mantra Om Kriya Bhajana?
Yes. Om Kriya Bhajana.
Om Kriya Bhajana.
I have not heard that mantra before. So I don't know how much. I cannot say that it has much power because it's Kriya means activities, Bhajana means worship. It's more like a philosophical concept, that particular It means Kriya means activities, Bhajana means worship. So it means you turn your activities into worship. But that's not really the recommended mantra given in the Vedas. There is benefit because you're chanting the name of Om. It is beneficial because of you're chanting the Om mantra. But that particular mantra does not have the power and the potency of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So the real purport of Om Kriya Bhajana, that is the conclusion of Om Kriya Bhajana is chanting Hare Krishna. Because Kriya Bhajana means to act in worship. So the ultimate worship is to vibrate the holy name of God directly.
aukščiausias šlovinimas yra kartuoti Dievo vardus tiesiogiai.
So that is the purport of Om Kriya Bhajana Chant Hare Krishna.
Tad vertimas šitas mantras būtų toks, kad kartuokit Hare Krishna.
Okay, and but any other, if there's no other questions, we can have
the... One question.
All right.
When I make some work and at the same time chanting, I'm very happy and this work becomes very easily and fast done. What is the difference between chanting on the beats and chanting by doing some work?
Yes. Actually, we are meant to chant 24 hours a day. So when it's not that only during your meditation time you chant, but we are meant to chant all day long. When you're driving the car, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You see, when you're cooking the soup, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You can chant all day long. It's very nice. But you need to have a time when you only do chanting and nothing else. Because that will give you more powerful connection. That's why the great acharyas have recommended the chanting on the japa mala. Not recommended, they have told you must do this. Because it is much more powerful when you chant on the beats. So do both things. Chant on the beats and then chant while you're doing everything else too. Even when you're in the shower, you can chant, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. You can chant in the shower also. You can chant anytime. You chant Hare Krishna, doing anything. Even the soldier on the battlefield, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And their bullets will find the mark, Prabhupada. The bullets will find their target. So any other questions? Okay, so we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much for attending our lecture today. We hope you will... Yeah. Thank you.